24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Keep it locked. BashaniRadio.com is global. You can listen on any computer or mobile device that connects to the internet. Simply go to BashaniRadio.com and click on the show you would like to hear. Then sit back and enjoy yourself with powerful and positive talk radio. BashaniRadio.com, New York City. Always talking about everything.
Good evening, and welcome to another edition of Bashani Magazine. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, and you can learn more about me at BennyRandall.com or my private community at BennyOnDemand.com. And like always, this is Bashani Magazine, the number one digital audio magazine in the world. And we have another extraordinary show with another extraordinary person. And I can guarantee you, you're going to love this right here on BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Today's episode is just like all the rest, absolutely extraordinary. We have Mr. Jalen LeGrand. While many boys played with model cars, trucks, and trains, he was working toward building an empire. From humble beginnings of selling items in his mother's basement and from the trunk of his car to his undeniable success as a full-time faithpreneur, author, and speaker, it's crystal clear that faith isn't just a simple principle to Jalen. It's a lifestyle. I love that right there. As a chief steward and visionary of 316, formerly Religious Expression, he committed himself to not just excellence in the marketplace and business, but marketplace ministry. Whether you catch him at a book signing or behind the counter at one of his two locations for 316, a Christian retail store, his message, his mantra, and his mission remain the same: faith, hope, and empowerment. At the young age of 8, his passion for purpose and fulfillment and business shined as bright as a 1,000-watt light bulb. After hanging flashlights from the ceiling to create spotlights, that's amazing, and building a small stage, he successfully sold tickets to his version of the North American International Auto Show, where he showcased his model car collections. Admissions was only a quarter. By the age of 11, he was well on his way to becoming a successful entrepreneur through graphic design and his greeting card company. By November 2010, Jalen published a magazine that gained phenomenal success, so much so that it drew the attention of a buyer before the second edition, and Jalen sold all the rights to the publications. But his love for design and writing was not lost on the sale. It was simply reinforced. In 2009, Jalen published his first book, Deliverance Through Expression, a short story with a collection of poetic prose. By the summer of 2012, his sophomore book project, Identity Crisis, The Final Verdict, hit the shelves, and he couldn't keep copies on the shelves fast enough. Featured on Fox News and other media outlets for his significant success at such a young age, Jalen is adamant about customers walking away with more than just a great product. They walk away with empowerment. They walk away inspired. They walk away with measurable, undeniable faith to believe that God did it for him, and he can do it for you too. Jalen studied business at Wayland Baptist University and continues to grow his reach and ministry through 316, showcasing to others that when you truly believe, all things are possible. Now, if that is not a mouthful for you, I don't know where you've been and who you've been listening to. Mr. Jalen, welcome to the Benny Randall Show.
Thanks for having me. I am so happy to be here.
Great, man. Let me tell you something. You have a great story, and I've had you on one of my shows before, and I didn't think that people got it like it is. Now that we reaching millions of peoples on iHeartRadio, I wanted to bring you back, so because I believe the world needs to know this story. Jalen, tell me about the first dollar you ever made in business.
The first dollar I ever made in business. I was 8 years old. I rallied up all the neighborhood kids, told them that I was putting on my own auto show in my mom's basement. I told them I was charging a quarter. I made $2 that day. I sold 8 tickets to that auto show. I hung flashlights from the ceiling. I used all kind of tablecloths and pillowcases and just creativity to create my version of the auto show where I showcased my model car collection to the neighborhood kids. When I walked away with that $2, I felt richer than anything, and that was the first $2 I made that actually inspired me to continue on that entrepreneurial journey.
Wow, that's very powerful. Now, so are you telling, I just want to have clarity here. So basically, you pulled out your Bentleys. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. I had a collection of Hot Wheels. Okay. I had a little bit of everything.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to make sure people didn't say, oh, where did he get all these cars from? He's only 8 years old. Yeah, it was his model car collection, ladies and gentlemen. So was it at that time, Jalen, that you got bit by the business bug?
I believe it was that time that I got bit by it, but I didn't really recognize what it was at that age. Around 11 was when I recognized I want to be an entrepreneur. That's when I recognized I want to work for myself. That's when I recognized that I had that enterprise state of mind and that I was different than all the other kids. When everybody was in school and career days came around, I didn't want to be a policeman or a teacher or a firefighter or anything like that. I always said I wanted to work for myself. I wanted to own a chain of hotels and retail stores. And that's when I realized that I was different.
Wow, that's powerful. Let me ask you something. Do you think people are born entrepreneurs?
Definitely. I believe that entrepreneurs are definitely born because I think there's a big difference between someone who just owns a business and someone who has an entrepreneur in them. And I think the main difference is that passion. You know, a lot of people can run a business. Anybody can manage something. But when you're an entrepreneur, it's beyond just the management. It's beyond just the building of it. It's just like something that's knit in your DNA that causes you to wake up and you're wired a certain way to do certain things. And I definitely believe you're born an entrepreneur. Some folks, they never discover what that knack is in them that's eating at them. And, you know, I feel sorry for them. They need to recognize that passion. But I definitely believe it's something you're born with.
Wow, that's very, very powerful. So let us back up here now because we fast forwarding a little too quick. Your new book is coming out. It's called 38 Cents. Please tell my listeners who have not heard this story and why the title 38 Cents.
Okay, so in 2010, I was 18 years old. I graduated high school, and literally the day after graduation, I packed my bags and I moved to Texas to just pursue something different. Like I said, it was just something in me that just told me that I had to leave Detroit and I had to go far and, you know, fetch opportunity. And so I went to Texas. I thought I was going to just for school, but I got bit again by that entrepreneur bug. It wouldn't eat me alive. So while in college, everybody told me I needed to apply for a job, but I had never had a job. And so I said, what can I do to make money and still survive in college, but I don't have to go clock in for somebody? And I was walking around the mall. I had 38 cents to my name. And that's when I got bit with inspiration to open up my own store. And everybody goes, how can you open a store with 38 cents? Well, prior to that, I was in Detroit, Michigan, selling T-shirts out of the trunk of my mom's car. I was selling a God's Got My Back T-shirt. And I was doing that for probably 2 years straight. And I called my mom and I said, how many shirts do I have left in the basement? She said, you got a couple boxes. I said, ship them to me. I'm opening a store. She thought I was crazy. I said, no, ship them to me. I'm opening a store. I took my refund check. It was about $3,000. I called the mall, and I opened the store. I literally threw it together. And
So when you say you open a store, you open a kiosk, is that correct?
It was a 12 by 12 kind of kiosk. It's not like the typical kiosk that you think of, the little carts in the model. It was an actual 12 by 12 room that they had built, a little glass room that they had built kind of in the center of the model. So, yes, it was kind of a hybrid between a kiosk and a store.
Wow, that's amazing. So you reached out to your mom. You told her to send you the shirts. And then what happened?
I waited about a week. I got a $3,000 refund check, which was not enough at all to open a full store in a major mall. I was actually next to JCPenney. And everybody thought I was crazy.
Hey, no. I want you to think of that, though. No, think about that, Jalen. You were next to JCPenney. Remember, you only had 38 cents, but you was next to JCPenney. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. I think that's where, when I say it's the difference between a business owner and entrepreneur, an entrepreneur never looks at their current situation. They always looking ahead. Mm-hmm. And when you're looking ahead and you're not boggled down by what your current pocket is saying, that's when you're able to just, I can't even explain it, but it's like you're able to just venture through things that other people see as impossible. You see it as opportunity. You're able to venture through that and just like come out on the other side of what everybody else called impossible. And so I literally took clothing racks from the back of the mall parking lot. I mean, from stores throwing them out. And I took tables and I literally pieced together a store. And, you know, I had such a confidence that when people came in that store, I sold it as if it was JCPenney's or if it was Foot Locker or if it was Finish Line. I sold it as if it was that. And people believed in it because they saw I believed in it. And that didn't last much long. I was literally in that spot for 2.5 months. And then I opened up into a full inline 1,400 square foot store.
Oh, okay, hold up. No, we're not going to skip here, Jalen. I want people to understand the magnitude of the progression here. Now, is there a point, did you sell enough shirts to move to that next step? Or were you pretty much out of shirts? And then tell us that there's a little pocket there. Okay, that seems like it's missing.
Okay, so the first thing, I did not sell one shirt. I sat in that store for 11 hours straight from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and I did not sell one item.
Wow.
I'm not going
to
lie.
Now, how did that make you feel? Just for that moment. Because see, I want people to get this. Go ahead.
I felt discouraged. I felt a little stupid and I actually started believing. Just for a little moment, I started believing all the people who said, this is never going to work. But then the next day I got up as if it never happened and I said, I didn't sell nothing yesterday, I'm going to sell something today. And so that next day I went in the store and I probably sold about $300 worth of shirts. That was a Friday. The next day, a Saturday, actually a group of kids came in from out of state on a charter bus. And they came in my little kiosk and they were just raving about how this was such an amazing store and how they loved the shirts. And it's crazy. I didn't even have a credit card processing machine at that point. I did not know what I was doing. All I knew was that I wanted to be in this mall and I wanted to do what I needed to do to make some extra money to get through school. And, you know, I didn't have all the details. And that's something that I want to kind of pause a moment and say, when you're in your beginning, sometimes you're not going to know every detail of the plan, but you got to just work it. You got to live in the moment and you got to just make it happen. Now, I'm not saying don't have a strategy, but sometimes we overthink strategy and we talk ourselves out of stuff. It's a book called The 5-Second Rule that actually talks about that. But you gotta kind of be impulsive at times because literally society has taught us to talk ourselves out of things. And I didn't have necessarily a strategy. I just lived in that moment. And so every day I went and I sold shirts. And when I sold my 3 or 4 boxes of shirts, I kept reinvesting those funds into more shirts.
So Jay, let me ask you something, though. What did you find about retail at that particular moment? Because I want people to ride along in this story here. As you sold 0 shirts the first day, the second day you sold shirts, and then you sold more, but you were pretty much selling the same shirt. What did you learn in those moments?
I learned that you don't necessarily have to have what we consider the big name. I learned that if you have passion behind what you're doing, people will definitely support it. If you have confidence behind that, people will definitely support it. It's all about how you market yourself, how you carry yourself. I'm not going to go into a store and somebody's going to approach me with a defeated attitude, and I'm going to want to buy something, because nowadays people are not just looking for products. People are looking for an experience.
Mm.
And so because I knew that I didn't have the proper inventory like the big stores around me, I knew that I had to create an experience for people that outweighed the product at the time. And so when people would come in my store, they didn't just come in there to shop because I had the best shirts in the world. They came in there because they knew that they would have an experience. I remember literally a customer coming in saying that she was on the operating table, and one of the doctors was talking about me and how they had such an experience at that store. And after she got done with her surgery, she came to the store because she wanted to actually be a part of that experience. So that's what I learned, is that people aren't always looking for products, or they're not looking for the next best thing. They're looking for an experience.
Mm,
and you got to give it to them.
Very, very powerful. And I say that all the time. It's never about the product. It's not even about the people. It's always about the experience, because people will remember how you made them feel. And that experience is powerful. So let's fast forward now. Now you're in here. What? How long were you in this very first place?
This 12 I was by there 12. 2.5 months.
And then you made enough funds for you to expand to the next level?
Yes. Yeah, so originally my lease was only going to be for 2 months, November and December.
Mm.
And
this was Christmas holidays. Is that what it was?
This was Christmas holiday. Yes.
Gotcha.
And literally, the mall approached me telling me how amazed people were to see such a unique experience in the mall, a Christian shopping experience. It was something that was unheard of. And I mean, granted, I'm in the Bible Belt, I'm in Texas, so, you know, people supported it because they liked the faith-based aspect. But then here I was, a 19-year-old kid, kind of, you know, just not only selling the shirts, but I was also selling my story. Because to me, and like Mr. Benny always says, it's a lifestyle. You have to represent the lifestyle, whatever that business is that you're in, you have to live that lifestyle. And so I wasn't just selling faith-based products, but I was living a lifestyle of faith. I was literally, this was a faith walk for me, even opening the store. And so people could resonate with that. And when you live that lifestyle and it's authentic, people grab hold to that.
Mm, very powerful. So let me ask you a very deep question here. From 1 to 10, how deep was your faith at that moment when you walked in there and you sold your first shirt, to the time where now you were able to expand after you've had some feedback and some sales? How incredible was your faith getting you through this moment? Because that's a very hard moment, and you have to be an entrepreneur to truly understand those moments, because I've had some really dark moments myself, and people don't understand it's in those dark moments when your faith has to bring you through. Tell my listeners a little bit about that.
I'm going to sound a little old. I'm only 25, but my faith was on fleek. I had crazy faith. I mean, that's literally all I had to cling to. I didn't have the finances, and so I had to have the faith. I had to really believe in myself beyond any shadow of doubt. I had to literally, all that noise, I had to just ignore it. And I had to really have crazy faith. So on a scale of 1 to 10, I would say I was at 100.
Boom. I like that. I like that. So go ahead and proceed. And there's a part of your story that I want to make sure you don't skip. And that was with a couple who came to you and they wanted to buy something. And can you tell my listeners a little bit about that?
Yes. So actually on day two, I met a couple, John and Valentina Allen, and I still keep in touch with them to this day. But they came in the store, and I had a small sense of, I wouldn't say discouragement, but she came into the store. She said, "Young man, I love this shirt on the mannequin. Can I get that in a size large?" I looked at her. I said, "Ma'am, the only one I got is the one you're looking at, and it's a small." She laughed. She's like, "Oh, okay." And then they seen a copy of my first book, Deliverance Through Expression. She said, "Can I get a copy of this?" I said, "Of course." And so she pulls out her credit card, and I didn't have a credit card machine. And I'm like, "Ma'am, I don't take credit cards." She said, "You don't take credit cards?" And of course, at that moment, I'm like, "Dang. You know, I didn't really think this through all the way." And so they left out of the store. And about 10 minutes later, I seen them coming back around the corner with these big smiles on their face. And they said, "Is this your store?" And I said, "Yes." And from that, they literally grabbed me and said, "Can we pray with you?" And they grabbed me by the hand and they prayed with me. And they told me, do not be discouraged that I was in the right place doing the right thing, and that God would honor my faith. He would honor my obedience and stepping out to what he called me to do, and not to give up. And just those minor words of encouragement, I believe that God will always send someone to speak to you when you need it most. And he sent that couple to speak to me when I needed it most. And it encouraged me. And that encouragement that they imparted in me ignited my faith even further to continue doing what I was doing, and also to walk in wisdom and get a credit card machine.
There you go. That's very, very powerful. And like they say, you know, if you move in faith, God will send those to you to say the right words at the right time. And then they came back, and did they actually buy something?
They did. They went to the ATM machine. They came back. They bought a couple shirts, a couple books, and they left me their contact information, and they checked on me very frequently. And then they just kept me encouraged along that journey.
That's very, very powerful to see how God send those people to you at the right time, because you know what I like about you, Jalen, is that there's a lot of noise, and especially people. See, I'm older, so you know what I mean? I've been through the hoopla, whatever, you know, and at that time I wasn't, you know, I was on the road, you know, shaking what my mama gave me, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But you was focused doing this at your age, you know, when it's easier to do it when you're older, you know. What was the driving force with your vision? What was that driving force?
I think the driving force was realizing that any vision that we have is always bigger than us. And I realized being in that mall, seeing people so inspired at the fact that a 19-year-old would even take a leap to open a store in a mall, mm-hmm. and how that ignited their faith and ignited them to step out on their dream. I realized that as human beings, we're all connected. We're all interconnected. And sometimes when we neglect to use our gifts, we're literally stopping other people from using theirs, because we are one force. And it doesn't matter age, race, religion, any of that. We are all one force. And humans were created to coexist. And so I realized that when I stop myself from living in my truth and living in my gift, that I'm stopping other people and hindering other people from living in there. So that was my driving force, just realizing that it was bigger than me and that people would be inspired to live their dreams by seeing me live mine.
Very, very powerful. So let's move forward now. Now you're at a bigger store now. So you've been blessed with a bigger store. Is this because your shirts were selling like hotcakes, or you was once again moving on faith that you needed to expand?
Well, after several years in Lubbock, I was pretty much selling pre-made shirts. And of course, as you grow in business, you learn to elevate. You can't always stay in the same place. The thing about an enterprise state of mind is things are always changing, and you have to be aware of what's changing, and you have to be aware of, you know, growing to that new level. And so I realized that selling the same product I was selling wasn't what I needed to do. So after 4 years in the industry, I decided to create my own line and create my own brand. And that brings me to where I am today with 316. And that's why we went from Religious Expressions to 316. Religious Expressions sold about 40 different apparel lines at one point, Christian apparel lines and different Christian gifts. And 316 is actually all private label. So everything in the store is inspired or designed, you know, by me. The full apparel line, gift lines, is all private label branded. And so at that point, what I wanted to do was elevate it to being more than just a Christian bookstore. I wanted to make a lifestyle brand for those who wanted to be able to express their faith but still have a fashionable, modern way to do it. And so I decided to move to the big city, Dallas, and you know, take another leap of faith. And a lot of people thought I was crazy because, of course, I was comfortable with where I was. But the thing about an entrepreneur is we don't like being comfortable.
There it is.
We like to be challenged.
Yep.
And so I needed something that was going to challenge me to take myself to the next level. I didn't want to become complacent in what I was doing. And the moment that I did become complacent, that's when all of the trials and stuff started coming my way. And I'll share a little of that as well. I went through.
Well, don't worry. I'm gonna take you back because I was just at you. You must be okay. Just read my vibrations because I was gonna tell you. You know, although Jalen is telling you about all the wonderful expansion he's did, Jalen failed to tell you about there's a lot of obstacles that happen. Some of those apps. I've had a private conversation with Jalen before. You know, in full disclosure, and you know, some of those obstacles happen. Can you tell the audience a little bit about some of these obstacles and how you got over these obstacles? Because an average person, Jalen, can go through some of these things and just call it quits after they've done so much and after they've lost so much. So enlighten our listeners a little bit about those obstacles.
So it started with a lease negotiation that forced us out of our prime space into a very not-so-good space in the mall. Once that happened, we expanded too fast to another rural location, and so we had one store profiting and one store totally failing, and the profiting store was carrying the other store. In the midst of that happening, we had an employee embezzling money, which after that was cleared up, the roof collapsed. After that happened, it was a negligence on my part as a business owner to not have the proper coverages in place to cover those type of expenses. So that put me about $300,000 in debt.
So tell the people about what happened. The roof caved in inside of your store, and you did not have insurance. Is that the understanding?
I had insurance, but I did not have the proper coverages to cover me. So My insurance basically covered the mall, and it covered them rebuilding their space, but it didn't cover my inventory, my lost income during the time of closure, and all of those things. So the mall, they walked away with a nice fat check, but I walked away with nothing.
Wow. And at that moment, what was going through your head? At that very moment when you realized that you were not getting a fat check and you had lost all your inventory, what went through your mind? Take us there.
It was a moment of feeling stupid. It was a moment of feeling defeated. It was a moment of feeling like one day you're on top of the world and the next day the world is on top of you. It was a moment of questioning. I've been sharing the gospel. I've been sharing my faith with so many. And now I'm at this point. Is this even real? Is this even where I need to be? It almost brings a stress. It almost brings a depression over you because as an entrepreneur, your business is your baby. And when you feel like you're about to lose your baby, it causes all kind of emotions and all kind of things. But that's where I say the difference is the passion that you have in entrepreneurship. Even when you're at your darkest moment, that passion will not allow you to give up. And so it allowed me to rise above that and reinvent myself. And it wasn't easy. I'm going to put it that way.
Jalen, how did you not give up, though? Because, I mean, I want to paint this picture for people as you're listening to this story, because this is what I find it with a lot of entrepreneurs, and let alone younger entrepreneurs. Your roof caves in. You lose pretty much all your inventory. Then found out that you not only lost inventory, but now you're also in debt. And you have two options. You can walk away and say, oh, woe is me. Or you can say, this will not defeat me. You made the choice.
You know, at that moment,
go ahead.
I looked at it and I said, when I started this thing, I literally started with 38 cents to my name. I probably was down to my last $200 or $300, but that was more than 38 cents. And if I could do it with 38 cents, surely I could do it with $300 or $400 to my name. And so in that moment, there's a video by Eric Thomas, and he says something very profound. If you want to succeed as much as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. And honestly, those were the things that caused me to continue down my journey. Because I did want to succeed as much as I wanted to breathe. And like I said, I realized that if I gave up, there were so many people looking at me that would give up. And so I knew that I had to find a way. And that was literally the only thing that kept me afloat. And going towards that path of not walking away. I'm not going to lie and say that I didn't think about it.
Very, very powerful. And we'll be right back with more right after these messages.
Do you ever wish you had someone to talk to? Well, Buddy Gab is here to solve that. So here's how it works. You simply choose to have a 30-minute or 60-minute conversation with your buddy. Your buddy will then call at your scheduled time, and then you have fun talking with your new buddy. It's as simple as that. You can choose how often you want to talk with your buddy and build a real human connection. Become a member today and find your buddy at BuddyGab.com. BuddyGab, when you need a buddy to talk to.
Stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verke Radio. They said we couldn't do it, but we global now. Worldwide. Boom. In your face.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. If you've missed any part of this show, I want to make sure that you simply rewind or skip back, because this is an extraordinary, powerful story. We have Mr. Jalen LeGrand. Am I saying that correctly, your last name?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I just want to make sure. You know, sometimes I be chopping up people's names. They don't say nothing to the end. He'd be like, you just chopped up my name, brother. Yeah, and he is an extraordinary young entrepreneur. And I wanted to have him on the show because I believe that people need to hear these type of stories. A lot of times, you know, people see this, you know, see the glory, but they don't understand, and they never heard the story. So they just think that you lucked up or somebody gave you a whole lot of money and you just went out and made some shirts. And as you see, that is not the case with Mr. Jalen. So Jalen, let's go back to what we were talking about before the break. And that is that you made the choice to move forward. Now, after making that choice to move forward, how did you bounce back?
You know, I just, I sat down, I quieted myself, I quieted my spirit, I quieted the noise around me, and I really just thought, either I can come back with the same thing, or I can come back with something greater. And so I just began to really seek what it was I needed to do, and I realized that for so long I was building up other people and other brands, and that it was time for me to develop my own. And so, you know, I literally took everything I had, and I developed one shirt, and I started from scratch. And I think a lot of times people aren't humble enough to know that you can be on top of the world one day and the world on top of you the next. And a lot of people give up because they refuse to go back to the basics. Mm-hmm. But if you just go back to the basics just for a little while, your journey will not take as long as it did the first time around. I think that the universe has a way of honoring those who are humble enough to realize that they are not above anything. And sometimes you have to go back to the basics. There are so many success stories that we read of people who had so much and lost it all, and they lose it all and just give up because they don't want to humble themselves enough to just go back to the basics for a little while. They feel like they're above that. Me, I knew that it was bigger than me and that I had to go back to those basics. And so after losing all of that, I continued to build my store. I continued to build my brand. And I continued to go day in and day out until I could rebuild to that spot. I mean, you know, selling one shirt and investing in three, and then selling those three and investing in 10, and selling those three and investing in 100. And I literally started my process all over again.
So, Jalen, let's make this clear for the listeners now. You lost all your inventory. So did you go back and make new shirts, or did you just buy bulk shirts? What happened in that moment? Because like you said, you know, you had $200 or $300, and now you also needed a place. I think you skipped that part of, okay, you're not in this spot anymore. How did you get to a new spot?
Well, I was still in the same spot. So
but I thought you said the roof came down.
Yeah, the roof collapsed. They put me on a kiosk again, actually, while they repaired the store.
Okay. So then, go ahead.
The store was repaired perfectly. The crazy part is I had this big 3,000 square foot store that they repaired so perfectly, and I didn't even have enough inventory to fill it. And so literally you would walk in and it would be, you know, four or five racks of clothes. And to the naked eye, look like, why would you even do this? But to me, it was like, we're going to start back at the basics until we can fill this up again. And that was my way of looking at it.
Now, how did you build a loyal customer base? Because what people don't realize a lot of time in business, and, you know, I've been in business over 27 years, and what I always try to tell people is that you got to have a loyal customer base, and they got to be repeat customers, because no business can last with just one person coming in one time. And what I mean, like, without being repeat customers, how did you create and facilitate the relationships with loyal customers?
The big thing was, back to what I said in the beginning, is creating that experience that they can't get anywhere else. And people being connected to my story, people being connected to my passion, people being connected to the experience that they received at Religious Expressions at the time. And that's what built our customer base, that alone, experience.
All right, cool. So let me ask you something. What has been the scariest moment at being an entrepreneur for you?
I would say the scariest moment is trusting people, because the type of business I'm in is not just a one-off. I can do it myself. I have to have a team. I have to have a full staff of employees to run the stores, and managers and designers. And I would say the biggest.
Jaylee, make sure you move back to the phone. The phone, because you go in and out a little bit.
Okay, I would say the biggest thing has been trusting people.
So you mean staff, people that have to be there when you can't be there, and know that people, because you're normally hiring people who don't know your vision. They're there for a check. You understand?
Yes.
So how did you do that part of your business, knowing that a lot of people just, oh, you're hiring? I need a job. And voila. And knowing that you probably couldn't pay humongous salaries, how did you work that out and build in a brand new team?
I think the biggest thing that I've come to learn is that it's all about the leader and how they impart themselves into their team. And I had to learn to inspire and encourage people from where they were. And I think it comes with understanding different personality types and different types of people and learning how to manage them. You can't treat every person the same. And so you have to literally take every staff member on an individual basis, and you have to reach them from where they are. And when you master that, you can literally, the sky's the limit.
Very powerful. Now, the previous question I asked you, what was your scariest moment? What was your most profound moment?
I would say my most profound moment was the day that I had a full collection of my own, and actually made more money than I ever did having other people's products. Because for a while, it's almost like you get so accustomed to selling other people's stuff, you kind of downplay yourself and think people aren't going to like what I produce, because, you know, this brand has been around 25 or 30 years and I'm bringing this new brand to the table. But my most profound moment was the first time I walked in my store, and the entire store was my private label collection, and there was 50, 60 people walking around the store, listening to the music, and just excited to buy the stuff. I think, actually, I would say this was last year, December the 22nd, was a day that I literally had, probably over 1,000 people walk in my store that day. And to see all those people so excited and shopping my collection, that was probably one of the most profound moments I've ever had in my life.
So what was special about that day? Was it three? It was 3 days before Christmas. Is that what it was?
It wasn't just that. It was just the fact that people were excited about my brand. People were excited and just enjoying that vibe. And for so long, I had talked myself into believing that my products couldn't be as powerful as these companies that had been around for so long. But seeing it in action and actually seeing that vision manifested was just an amazing feeling, because at that time I had finally got into the mall that I had dreamed of being in.
Very, very, very powerful, man. Very powerful. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back with the ending of this resolve. Time has gone so fast, man. It's an extraordinary story, man. And we'll be right back after this message.
Do you ever wish you had someone to talk to? Well, Buddy Gab is here to solve that. So here's how it works. You simply choose to have a 30-minute or 60-minute conversation with your buddy. Your buddy will then call at your scheduled time, and then you have fun talking with your new buddy. It's as simple as that. You can choose how often you want to talk with your buddy and build a real human connection. Become a member today and find your buddy at buddygab.com. BuddyGab, when you need a buddy to talk to.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And you know where you can reach me at BennyRandall.com. And we're having an awesome and a powerful interview with Mr. Jalen LeGrand here. If you haven't heard this story before, please rewind and go back, because this is an extraordinary story. Mr. Jalen, you're still there?
I'm still here.
All right, sir. We're coming down. The time goes so fast when you're having fun, man. It's so fast. So tell us where you are now, Jalen, and tell us where you plan to go.
So currently, I am in Dallas, Texas. We have rebranded to 316. We have our main store in Stonebriar Mall in Frisco, Texas, which is actually in the number 3 fastest growing city in the United States. So a pretty major accomplishment to be in a mall of that stature. We are in the process of opening up 2 more locations next month in the DFW Metroplex. Of course, I got to take a store back home to Detroit. So that's in the works as well. My new book, 38 Cents, will actually be coming out in about 2 months. And it chronicles this entire story in entirety of what we've kind of talked about on the show tonight. And it just talks about having relentless faith in pursuit of the promise, but also in pursuit of the different processes. Because no matter what level you get on, I don't know.
Jalen, you're going in and out. So I'm not sure if you're doing something with the phone or not, but you're going in and out. But go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, right there. That's perfect. Whatever perfect. That is right now, stay right there.
All right. So I don't know who said it, but it was one of the rappers that said, "More money, more problems." And
that was Diddy and Biggie.
Okay. And, you know, that's very true. And I wouldn't even say more money, but I would say the higher level. So there's always going to be a problem. Even the most successful people deal with problems. But it's not about the problems you deal with. It's about how you deal with those problems. And so, you know, my book talks about just overcoming those different things that will stand in your way, because there's always going to be a roadblock. And I overcame those roadblocks, and I'm at a good place now. So we're expanding, and in the next few years, we hope to have 16 locations and malls across the United States.
Oh, how many locations that is? You're still coming a little muffled, but how many locations you said it is?
About 75.
Wow, that's very big. From 35 cents to 75 locations. Where are you going with your best self?
And so that's kind of where the vision is. And, you know, my ultimate goal is to open a chain of hotels. And so that'll probably be in the next chapter.
At the rate you're going, my friend, I could see you doing it. It is all possible, okay? One thing I know, everything is possible. You're talking about 2 high school dropout here, so I know it is all possible, you know. So your final words, Mr. Jalen, to our audience, and what are your final words?
My final words is, no matter what comes against you, don't give up. And always step out there and honor that call within. Because when you don't honor your call, when you don't honor that passion, when you don't honor that dream, you're not only holding yourself back, but you're holding back others. And so my biggest thing is, it's never much to lose when you got faith. You got to just step out there and do it. And I just encourage you, whatever that dream is, it don't matter if you're 10 years old, it don't matter if you're 100 years old. There's always time. Step out there. As long as you still got breath in your body, God still has purpose for you. So step out there and honor that purpose, honor that call, and live your dream. Have relentless faith, and always know that everything is possible.
Jalen, so let me ask you this then. Do you believe you're living in your purpose now?
I definitely believe I'm living in my purpose. I don't believe that I'm living at the peak of my purpose, But I definitely believe that I am living in my purpose and that each day I'm getting closer and closer to fulfilling that. And, you know, it's one of those things that it'll never be fully fulfilled until I take my last breath. But I definitely believe I'm living in it.
Very, very powerful. Man, this story is incredible. And when this book come out, you know, be sure to send us a copy or something that we can give away to some of these audiences.
Absolutely.
And they can indulge in that. So, and we could send them, let people know how they could reach you, your websites and, your clothing stores, et cetera, et cetera. How can people reach you?
I can be reached on www.316collection.com and also, JaylenLeBrand.com. That's JaylenLeBrande. .com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all the social media outlets, you can find me as Jaylen LeBrand.
Jaylen, why did you call it 316?
You know, interesting story. The store was called Religious Expressions, and I felt like I was missing out on the audience because it really wasn't about religion, but about a personal relationship. And I remember as a kid, I used to debate with people about different scriptures. And I remember my grandma telling me, baby, you can't debate scripture. The only scripture you can share with a non-believer is John 3:16. And so I believe that John 3:16 is the core of my faith. You know, God loving us so much that he would sacrifice. John 3:16 shows us love, sacrifice, courage. And so I wanted to simply call the store 3:16, not with the John on it, but just 3:16, so that it would spark curiosity and get people through the doors. And it brought kind of a modern approach to what we're carrying. And just showing that lifestyle of love and sacrifice.
Can you tell a listening audience that may not know what the verse 316 is? Can you tell them?
John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life."
And what do you see for the world?
You know, honestly, a lot of people say that the world is in a crappy place, but I think the world is in a good place. I think there are still very amazing people out here. And I think that we are becoming more of an entrepreneur society, getting back to the way things used to be. A lot of people aren't really liking the whole big brands and big corporate conglomerate type stuff anymore. A lot of people are coming to terms that we have to support our own and support our own communities. And I believe that that's a good place for us to be, getting back to our roots, getting back to the basics like we talked about earlier. And so I believe that we are about to see a rise of entrepreneurship. We're about to see a rise of faith. We're about to see a rise of just greatness being birthed in our world. And that's where I believe the world is at. I think we're in a good place.
Very, very, very powerful. Somebody needed to hear this. You know, if you affect one person or infect one person with your story of your trials, tribulations, and your wins, you may change somebody's life, even if you never actually meet that person. I believe it's important to share that story, and I think you did an excellent job, and I commend you on your ever focus and always, always never giving up.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And thank you for continuing to inspire the people, man. Like, you are the motivator and you do live that lifestyle, and we look up to you. So I appreciate you having me on the Benny Randall Show.
Thank you for joining us on another extraordinary episode of Bashani Magazine, the number one digital audio magazine in the world. Heard exclusively on BashaniMag.com and BashaniRadio.com. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and we have so many more each and every month to bring you of extraordinary people doing extraordinary things that change their lives and change the lives of many. Until next time, I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. Learn more about me at BennyRandall.com. And make sure you come back each and every month for a brand new cover episode of Bashani Magazine. We love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it.
you ever wish you had someone to talk to? Well, Buddy Gab is here to solve that. So here's how it works. You simply choose to have a 30-minute or 60-minute conversation with your buddy. Your buddy will then call at your scheduled time, and then you have fun talking with your new buddy. It's as simple as that. You can choose how often you want to talk with your buddy and build a real human connection. Become a member today and find your buddy at buddygab.com. BuddyGab, when you need a buddy to talk to.
Stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verke Radio. They said we couldn't do it, but we global now. Worldwide. Boom. In your face.
BashaniRadio.com is global. You can listen on any computer or mobile device that connects to the internet. Simply go to BashaniRadio.com and click on the show you would like to hear. Then sit back and enjoy yourself with powerful and positive talk radio. BashaniRadio.com, New York City. Always talking about everything.